作为高考填报志愿这个刚性需求。
So, as a rigid demand for choosing college in the GATE-OCAM National Higher Education Entrance Examination,
而且他的受众度恐怕远远要大于这个考研。
And his audience size is probably much larger than this exam.
所以张雪峰他自己的影响力和他的商业版图迅速的扩大，一下子形成了他今天对中国可以说非常巨大的一个影响力。
Therefore, Zhang Xufeng's own influence and his business empire rapidly expanded, which eventually gave him a huge influence in China.
那么就在他事业最巅峰的时候
，So at the peak of his career,
突然间出现了这样的事情。
Suddenly, such a thing happened.
大家在扼腕叹息的时候也都在考虑。
Everyone was sighing and thinking about it.
为什么呀？
Why?
41岁
41 years old.
正当年呢，可以说风华正茂的，干事业最好的时候。
In their prime, they are at the best time to pursue their careers.
这是体力、精力。
This period is about physical experience.
社会经验。
Social experience.
阅历、人脉，几乎都在巅峰状态下。
Experienced people have reached their peak.
这个人一下子就没了呢。
He disappeared suddenly.
这时候你就看出这个围绕着张雪峰的死啊。
At this point, you can see the surrounding Zhang Yifeng's death.
这个自媒体是各取所需。
This self-media is a win-win situation.
都在找自己的点。
Everyone is looking for their strengths.
你这时候很多人就首先提到了一个，说他这个不注意自己身体。健康的问题。
At this time, many people immediately mentioned the issue of him not paying attention to his own health.
那么我们讲张雪峰他的真正死因呢？
So, let's talk about the true cause of Zhang Yifeng's death.
恐怕我们要从他的出身说起。
I think we should start with his background.
我跟张雪峰刚认识的时候
I just met Zhang Yifeng.
我们加微信呢
？We add each other on WeChat.
他的微信名叫老虎。
His WeChat name is Tiger.
我奇怪。
I'm strange.
我说你84年属鼠的。
I said you were born in 1984, which is the year of the rat.
你装什么老虎啊
？What are you pretending to be？
他后来跟我说。
He later told me.
他师傅。
His master.
我小名就叫老虎。
My nickname is Tiger.
我小时候大伙管我叫虎子。
When I was a child, everyone called me Tiger.
他说我名字就是带虎。
He said my name is Tiger.
我说你不叫张雪峰吗
？I said, aren't you Zhang Yifeng?
他说不是，我名字叫张子彪。啊。
He said that my name is not Zhang Zibiao.
子丑寅卯的子。
The rat in the zodiac.
那个林彪的彪。
That Lin Biro.
我说怎么叫这么名呢
？How should I call it?
他说我小时候小名叫虎子。
He said my childhood nickname was Little Tiger.
我这名是我姥爷给我起的。
My name is. My grandma gave me this name.
他姥爷我就姓刘。
His grandfather's surname is Liu.
不是。他们所在县城那个富裕县文化馆的副馆长。
The deputy director of the wealthy county's cultural center in their county.
他姥爷给他起的。
He was named by his grandfather.
说啥
？What are you saying？
说这小虎子后背也得别三把刀啊。
Saying that this little kid also needs to be careful about his back.
别受欺负啊。
Don't be bullied.
那虎字别三把刀。
That tiger is a ruthless killer.
这三撇不就标字吗
？Are these three characters just for labeling？
就张雪峰的出身呢
？Regarding Zhang Yifeng's background，
可以说是寒门子弟。
It can be said that it is a child of a poor family.
他是生在黑龙江省齐齐哈尔市。
He was born in Kikihar City, Heilongjiang Province.
下面一个县城，富裕县。
Here is a wealthy county.
那是穷的叮当响的国家级贫困县。
That's a poor county with a sound of ding dong.
你就记住哪个地方。
Remember where.
他名字叫什么富裕。
What is his name, Rich?
这个人要叫富贵。
This person should be called Fu Bui Er.
他一准是穷光蛋。
He must be a poor guy.
真正有钱人有钱的地方是不会叫富裕。
The truly wealthy don't call their place wealthy.
什么富贵啊什么什么。
What about wealth and status?
不会叫这个名字。
Don't call it that name.
这富裕是国家级贫困县。张雪鹏呢？
This is Zhang Heifeng, a wealthy but impoverished person from a poor country.
他家出身呢，就普普通通的一个工人家庭。
He came from an ordinary working class family.
就在县城里属于啊，
It's in a county seat, yeah.
你不能说是次品。
You can't say it's a defective product.
但肯定是不富裕的。
But it is definitely not wealthy.
就极普通的家庭。
About ordinary families.
那么在这样一个家庭。
So in such a family.
你想象2007年的考上大学。
Imagine graduating from university in 2007.
考到郑州大学给排水专业。
Admitted to Zhengzhou University's civil engineering major.
然后他混到今天这个地步。
Then he reached this point today.
你琢磨琢磨他这个跨越得多大。
Think about how far he's gone.
而且在这个过程你就知道那样一个寒门子弟能有。
And in this process, you will know that such a young man from a humble background can have.
今天他不付出可能吗？
Can he not get it today?
不努力可能吗？
Is it possible to not work hard?
我们平常都觉得，哎，这个人聪明啊。
We usually think that this person is smart.
你看他就该成功。
I believe he should succeed.
你问问那聪明人背后遭多少罪。
What crimes did that smart person commit?
天底下没有人能随随便便成功。
There is no one in the world who can succeed easily.
那歌唱的对对，不经历风雨。
The song is not about experiencing hardship.
哪能见彩虹
？Which cannot be seen.
没有人能随随便便成功。
No one can succeed without effort.
就他这个过程完成这种阶层跨越。
In this process, he achieves a class transition.
他不知道吃了多少辛苦。
He doesn't know how much effort he has put in.
北漂那段时间。
During that time of working in the north,
他后来偶尔的我们见几次面。
He occasionally met with us later.
他就跟我讲。
He told me.
他原来怎么住地下室啊？如
He said that he originally lived in the basement.
如何一天的坐公交车跑一整天呢
？How about taking a bus all day?
说那鞋磨破都不知道啊。
I didn't realize these shoes would wear out so quickly.
就到那儿散发传单。
Go there to distribute flyers.
到那儿弄小广告。
Go to that place to post ads.
就最开始他在辅导考研的时候。
When he was preparing for the postgraduate entrance exam.
那肯定是你这个事儿不用。
That's definitely your problem.
凡是有阅历的人。
Anyone with experience.
你都不用了解这些事。
You don't need to know these things.
你闭着眼都能想明白他得吃多少辛苦。
You can figure out how much effort he put in just by looking at him.
那么这个过程，我们想想，不是对生命的一种损耗吗？
So this process is not a loss of life, right?
就他肯定要超越常规的努力，付出更多呀。
He must put in more effort than long going.
就说他身体当中。
He said that he was in his body.
某一些健康因素被毁坏了。
Some health factors have been damaged.
和这段奋斗经历有直接关系。
This is directly related to the experience of struggle.
这一点我是感同身受。
I can relate to this.
我是90年代初中期时候做杂志。
I was working on magazines in the early to mid-1990s.
当时做杂志的时候呢
At the time when I was working on the magazine.
那是玩命的干活啊。
That's hard work.
你比方我举我一段经历。
Here's an example.
就是这一个礼拜以内。
Within this week.
我要看稿子写稿子。
I want to see drafts, write drafts.
安排整个彩页图片封面设计，这是杂志吗
？Design the cover image for the entire magazine, including the layout.
然后在这么大的工作量之余
，In addition to the large workload,
每天晚上还得抽出时间奋笔疾书写。96年的时候
，Every night I had to spend time writing the 9 years worth of essays.
芝加哥公牛队迈克尔乔丹复出的时候
，When Michael Jordan returned to the Chicago Bulls.
4-2赢了西雅图超音速得总冠军。
Seattle wins the championship with a score of 4-2.
我就在一个礼拜之内写了139,000字的一本芝加哥公牛专辑。
In just one week, I wrote a 139,000-word Chicago Bulls album.
一个礼拜139,000。
13,930 in a week.
平均一天多少字？20,000字啊。
How many words are there on average per day?
而且这两万字不是工作。
And these 2,000 words are not work.
是工作以外。
Besides work.
晚上所有人都下班了。
Everyone has gone home after work.
九点钟以后我提笔再写。
After 9 o'clock, I will finish writing.
每一天工作还照常。
Every day, work continues as usual.
就在今天我看以我今天的年龄
Today, at my age,
我万万已经干不出这事儿了。
I would never have done such a thing.
体力精力都不允许了。
I don't have the energy anymore.
那么当年如此努力工作
So all that hard work,
超负荷运转的后果是什么呢
What are the consequences of overwork?
我在不到30岁的时候就得了糖尿病。
I was diagnosed with diabetes before I was 30 years old.
为什么？打破了健康的生活规律。
Why did you break the healthy lifestyle?
而且这种生活规律一旦要打破了，你的工作压力大。
Moreover, once this lifestyle is disrupted, your work pressure will increase.
大家注意，工作压力大。
Everyone, please pay attention to the high level of work pressure.
在宣泄的时候
When venting,
你要把这压力宣泄出去
You need to get rid of this pressure.
你就会选择能快速释放愉悦感的一些爱好
You can choose some hobbies that can quickly bring you joy.
而这些爱好往往是不良嗜好
And these hobbies are often bad habits.
暴饮暴食喝大酒
Overeating and drinking heavily
我当年一顿一斤一顿一斤的那么喝酒
I used to drink a pound at a time a pound at a time
那就是工作干完了之后
That's when the work is finished
为了释放这种压力
To relieve this pressure
那么张雨鹏是不是他
So is Shan Yufeng
他一定是这个样。
He must be like this.
因为后来我发现他呢，一个是对锻炼这种痴迷。
Because later I found that he was obsessed with exercising.
他那锻炼甚至都是发声运动。
His training even includes exercise.
经常一个月就干一个马拉松。
I often run a marathon every month.
等于每天跑那么长时间。
Equals to running for that long every day.
那一般人心肺功能他受不了啊。
That would probably be too much for most people.
还有后来张雨鹏有一次突然问我，师傅。
Later, Zhang Yufeng suddenly asked me, Master.
你抽雪茄吗
？Do you smoke cigars?
我这有高气坝。
I have a high-rise building.
我说不抽不抽。
I'm going to say that I can't quit smoking.
他后来就迷恋上雪茄了。
He later became addicted to cigars.
当然我不是说这个爱好一定就是十恶不赦的啊。
Of course, I'm not saying that this hobby is definitely a sin.
但起码来说对他健康会形成一定损害。
But at least it will cause some damage to his health.
他人在巨大压力之下。
He is under immense pressure.
就容易选择一种快速释放快感。
It's easy to choose a quick way to get pleasure.
而这样快速释放快感的爱好往往都是不良嗜好。
And this rapid release of pleasure is often a bad habit.
你再看张雪峰的饮食。
Look at Zhang Yufeng's diet again.
东北菜本来就是齁咸、焦黏、去黑、高油高。
Northeast cuisine is originally very salty, sticky, charred, and dark, and high in oil.
高盐不太健康。
High salt is not healthy.
他那个吃饭，网上有那照片。
He posted a photo of himself eating online.
很多人都分析。
Many people have analyzed.
你看他吃那个什么红焖肉啊。
Look at him eating that red braised pork.
什么辣椒之类的。
What kind of chili peppers?
都不太健康。
Not very healthy.
对。
Okay.
健康不利。
Health is not good.
为啥？吃啊。
Why are you eating?
有时候像碳水化合物和这高油高盐的。
Sometimes, like carbohydrates and high fat, high salt foods.
它是一种快乐。
It is a joy.
所以你像这种高强度的工作压力造成的什么
？So what are the effects of such high intensity work pressure? For example,
他释放的时候
，when he released it，
他就会选择一些不良嗜好。
He will choose some bad habits.
还有一些这种东西对情绪的影响。
There are also some things that affect emotions.
你看他在直播间经常怼人。
I see that he often argues with people in the live stream.
经常说粗话骂人。
Often use bad language and curse people.
有的人说觉得他性情。
Some people think that he is a person with a bad personality.
其实这也是释放压力一种办法。
This is also a way to relieve stress.
可与此同时带来他情绪的大起大落。
However, this also brought about his emotional ups and downs.
这个情绪激烈。
This emotion is intense.
对抗人。
Fight.
人容易产生怒气。
People are prone to anger.
怒妄则伤肝。
Anger harms the liver.
你造血功能就受影响。
Your hematopoietic function is affected.
你后来他出现这个心血管。
Later, he developed cardiovascular problems.
这心脏骤停和猝死
，heart attack, sudden death，
死这个不就是跟这有关吗
？Is this related to this？
还有就是他锻炼，就他已经意识到他这身体有问题了。
And also, he realized that his body had problems when he was exercising.
他采用了一种极端的
，He adopted this extreme.
我通过锻炼来加强我身体。
I strengthen my body through exercise.
结果是过犹不及。
The result is too much.
物极必反。
Wu Jai by Fan.
有的时候啊。
Sometimes.
你这个身体的机能不行的时候。
When your body's functions are impaired.
真的不能强制的锻炼。
It's really impossible to force exercise.
这点在我们的年龄特别明显。
This is particularly noticeable in our age group.
我们有的朋友过了五十以后啊。
We have some friends who are over 50.
身体发胖了。
Body fat increased.
觉得应该锻炼。
I think I should exercise.
可是一锻炼一打篮球。
But exercising and playing basketball.
一打羽毛球。
A dozen badminton rackets.
不知不觉回到了自己十几岁。
Annoyingly, I was back to my teenage years.
二十几岁，含着那个活动量锻炼。
In her twenties, she was exercising with that activity.
因为我原来打篮球说三不上篮，很轻松。
Because I used to play basketball and could easily get three fouls.
现在我自己都是第三步起来。
Now I just say the third step.
我球没等伸出去。
I couldn't reach the ball.
我觉得两脚落地了。
I think I've landed on my feet.
为啥？你的体重，你的弹跳力已经不行了。
Why your weight has made your jumping ability no longer effective.
你还按照过去那种运动量来。
Are you still following that old way of exercising?
那不适得其反了。
That's the opposite of what should happen.
所以张雨峰的这种超负荷的运动量。
So, Zhang Yufeng's extremely high level of physical activity
对他身体来说是一种发声运动。
It is a vocal protest for his body.
而他自己呢，又获得了人生的一种成功体验。
And he also gained a successful experience in life.
他认为在这些领域
He believes that in these areas
我能把控，我能把控。他的意志力里不断地强化着概念。
I can control his will, constantly reinforcing the concepts.
最后他选择了一条很不正常的一种养生的线路。
Finally, he chose an unusual path of health.
所以这些我一分析你就明白。
So, after analyzing these, you'll understand.
就是他这个身体健康是由来已久的问题。
It's about his long-standing health problems.
而他没有能够正确的对待。
And he couldn't handle it properly.
这也是给我们现在还活着的人呐。
This is also for those of us who are still alive now.
一个教训。
A lesson.
当然如果我们把这个扩大呢。
Of course, if we expand this.
从唯心一点角度来讲的。
From a purely idealistic perspective.
也能说出一些人生的感悟和道理。
Also, he can express some insights and principles of life.
什么道理呢
？What's the reason?
首先一个就是说，我们有那么几句话。
First, there is a saying that we have.
就说一个穷人呢
，He was just a poor man.
这家庭要想成为一个贵族
，To become a noble family,
他至少需要三代人时间。
He needs at least three generations of time.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
就罗马不是一天建成的。
Just as Rome wasn't built in a day.
你要成为贵族呢
？Do you want to be a noble?
可能你的财富啊
，Maybe your wealth.
你的修养啊
，Or a brain.
你的社会人脉啊，都要一点点累积。
Your social network needs to be built up gradually.
而这些东西不是一个晚上就完成了。
And these things are not completed overnight.
那么你要强制通过一些手段去完成。
So you want to force it through some means.
很可能你在别的方面的损害是非常大的。
It is very likely that the damage you have caused in other areas is very significant.
那么张雨峰从齐齐哈尔富裕县一个普通的小镇做题。
So Zhang Yunfeng, from a small town in Fuyuhua County, Kikihar was doing his homework.
青年，寒门子弟，一下子跃升，现在拥有几个亿的资产。
A young man from a poor family suddenly has several hundred million yuan.
拥有全国这么大的影响力。
Having such a large influence throughout the country.
名利双收。
Double gains.
那么这一步的跨越可能是普通家庭啊。
So this step could be a normal family.
几辈子才能完成的。
It will take several lifetimes to complete.
他一辈子就完成。
He has to finish it.
那这么大的跨越。
That's a huge leap.
他就像我们说经济现象。
He is like the economic phenomenon we talk about.
如果你这个弯道超车。
If you make this turn,
哥们干得太快
Dude, you're moving too fast.
你其他辅助的基础设施没跟上的话
If the other supporting infrastructure hasn't been upgraded,
就我们常说那句话
As we always say,
步子迈大了
Take a step,
容易扯着蛋
Easy to get angry.
他和那道理是一样的
He and that principle are the same.
就说你的命格能不能那么硬
？Saying that your destiny can be so tough，
把这扛住，在微信那说
，carry him in WeChat，
这是个问题。
This is a question.
还有第二个。
There is also a second one.
他呢指导人家考研。
He was tutoring people to take the postgraduate entrance exam.
尤其是高考填报志愿。
Especially when filling in college entrance exam volunteer.
我们也知道这个是手高手低的事儿啊。
We also know that this is a low-handed person.
因为我在八十年代参加高考的时候。
Because I took the college entrance exam in the 1980s.
我们那个时代千军万马过独木桥。
Back then, we were all rushing across the bridge.
那高考对我们人生来说实在是太重要了。
Bigayakao is really very important to our lives.
那么很可能你手高手低一下子。
Then it's very likely that you'll be left with nothing.
人生就由此改变。
I've changed from this.
一下子黄河在这里转弯。
It suddenly turned in the Yellow River here.
人生有些大变化。
Life has brought some big changes.
而当年确实是说我们在那个高考。
And indeed it was said that in that college entrance exam.
那时候我也是个小镇青年。黑龙江人。
Back then, I was also a young man from a small town from Heilongjiang.
当时我们信息也不对称。
At that time, the information was not symmetric.
好多事也不知道。
I don't know what's going on.
很可能这时候有一个像张远鹏这样明白人指导。
It is likely that someone like Shang Yuyang, who understands the situation, is guiding them at this time.
我们可能也不会浪费分一下子一拐弯就上来了。
We might not waste a moment turning around.
我们当时同学里有很多考了高分。
At that time, there were many of my classmates who scored high.
但没有上理想。
But it didn't go as planned.
学校都是因为跟填报志愿的时候。
Schools are all because of the time when they fill in the application.
跟短视有直接关系。
This is a direct reference.
也不能怨我们短视。
We can't blame us for being short-sighted.
确实我没那么多信息吗
？I really don't have that much information, do I?
那么张远鹏指导人家高考，在一定程度上不就改变了人的命运吗
？So didn't Mr. Zhang Heifeng's guidance change people's fate in a certain extent during the college entrance examination?
那么你说的对了。
So you're right.
违心点说，算不算泄露天机呢
？Does saying something out of the ordinary count as leaking state secrets？
因为没有他。
Because he is not there。
你本来你不知道这些事。
You didn't know these things before。
那如果他说的不对呢
？What if he's wrong？
人家本来有好的方向呢。
People have good directions。
你给说成另一个方向了。
You're talking about it in the wrong direction.
这唯心一点。
This is a bit of idealism.
佛教上讲叫妄动因。
In Buddhism, it is called wrong movement.
因果，就因果是别人的事。
Cause and effect, that's someone else's business.
结果呢，你动了别人的因果，介入了人家的因果。
If you interfere with someone else's cause and effect,
无论是泄露天机还是妄动
，Whether it's leaking state secrets or spreading rumors，
因果
，He knew，
在一定程度上都不太会有很好的报应。
To some extent, there are not many good results。
你看我对各种宗教呢
？What do you think about different religions？
我没有宗教信仰。
I don't have religious beliefs。
但是我对因果还是相信。
But I still believe in ingro.
何时种
？When?
种因何时成果
？When will the results be available?
有因必有果。
There is a cause for everything, and there is a corresponding result.
有果必有因。人在因果面前能做到的呢？
If there is a fruit, there must be a cause. What can a person do in the face of cause and effect?
我认为那几个字大家是应该记住的。
I think everyone should remember those words.
就说呢，果上随缘，因上精进。 翻译过来。
That is, in terms of cause and effect, the concept of karma can be translated as
就是但行好事
Do good deeds
莫问前程
Don't ask about the future
你在事情的原因上你要精进要做得好
You need to improve and excel in the reasons for the matter
但至于结果是什么
But what about the result?
那就随老天了
Then let's leave it to fate
所以这叫因上精进。
Therefore, this is called cultivating from the bottom up.
果上随缘。
Live according to your fate.
那么张雪峰这种状态呢，动了很多人的因果呢。
So, what about the consequences of Zhang Weifeng's state on many people?
那回过头之后。
After that.
他的命理命相能不能那么刚硬把这些都承受下来呢？
Can his fate and fortune be so rigid that he can bear all of this?
是另外一回事。
It's a different matter.
当然我说这个呢，我姑妄言之。
Of course, I say this and I have said it in the past.
你姑妄听之。
You have heard of the past.
只是我们看待人生管窥的一条道路和方法。
This is just one way and method of viewing and responding to life's feedback.
它不一定是正确的。
It may not be correct.
但有的时候我们看一个问题
But sometimes when we look at a problem,
你不明白是什么道理
You don't understand the reason.
说你就需要找一个道理
You need to find a reason.
那这个道理如果跟自己接近的话呢
If this principle is close to oneself,
就像我们经常说心诚则灵
Just like we often say that sincerity brings success,
你愿意信你
You are willing to believe.
你就信，不愿意信也就罢了。
You can believe it or not, it's up to you.
我们只是在一个身边的人呢。
We are just a group of people who live nearby.
已经撒手尘寰的时候呢。
When Chen Huan had already left.
我们总想寻一个究竟，41岁人就没了。
We always want to find a way for people to die at exactly 41 years old.
为什么呀?
Why?
其实我们所有的解释
In fact, all our explanations
包括大家对这个事情
including everyone's opinion on this matter
所有的观点和看法
all opinions and views
也无非呢就是在探望一个生命消失之后啊
It's just about exploring the aftermath of a life's disappearance.
我们总想探究一下宇宙和人生的终极真理。
We always want to explore the ultimate truth of the universe and life.
到底在哪儿?
Where is it?
这个恐怕是自古以来关于生命和死亡一个永恒的主题。
This is probably a timeless theme about life and death that has existed since ancient times.